I love the theme for this month. I absolutely love it. Oh my gosh. New month, new theme, exploration of imagination. It just, I get like all excited when I start thinking about imagination. Imagination, it's like, doesn't it? It's like such a freeing thing. It's like freeing. When you start talking about your imagination, you can wonder all sorts of things. And I wonder all sorts of things. And I wonder about all sorts of things. Where do the socks go in the dryer? Right? I think maybe the sock is the larval form of the wire coat hanger. Because I lose a sock, there's another hanger in my closet. Why is it every time I buy a new outfit, the first time I wear it, I spill something on it? Right? Do all people who love chocolate experience the taste of chocolate the same way? Okay? I really wonder about these things. When a person owns a piece of land, do you own it all the way down to the center of the earth? I don't know. Why is the third hand on an analog watch called the second hand? Why is the slowest traffic time of the day called rush hour? Before they invented drawing boards, what did we go back to? How can a slim chance and a fat chance be the same chance? No idea. How can you tell when you're out of invisible ink? I think about these things. I wonder. Why do we have two people to choose from for president, but 50 for Miss America? How much deeper would the ocean be if there were no sponges in it? Yeah, you see? Now, if a word in the dictionary is misspelled, would we know it? And if money didn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches? See? This is the kind of stuff that keeps me up at night. These are the kinds of things that make me wonder. This is the stuff of imagination, isn't it, really? And so this month, we're really going to explore that, explore all of the wonder of the world and the wonder of our imagination, the wonder of our own being. Why am I here? Who am I? What am I? What are we doing here? It's going to be a fabulous month. You know, Einstein said this. He said, logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere. Imagination will take you everywhere. So we do have to wonder about things, wonder about life. You know, we allow our imagination free rein, don't we, to create the life that we desire. What's next? What's possible? What's my heart's desire? What do I want for lunch? You know, we just think all kinds of things. What wants to be birthed through me right now? What wants to be birthed through me? What's next? Ernest Holmes in How to Use the Law of Growth said this. He said, well, you and I are learning how to plant ideas or thoughts, which are seeds in a creative mind that is medium through which all things take place. And I wonder if often we don't pull up these ideas because we have not yet seen a definite result. Perhaps we uproot them and then we have to start all over again because we haven't quite realized there is a law of growth in mind as well as a law of growth sowing our seeds in our crops and giving them a chance to mature before we harvest them. Have you ever done that? Have you ever done affirmative prayer and you absolutely know and accept, you know, that third step and you just turn it over to the law to do its work and then a day or two go by and then you start wondering, what's going on? Why haven't I manifested yet? You know, why isn't it here? And you're doing just what Ernest Holmes said. You're starting to dig. You're starting to dig up the seed you've already planted. So the universe is just responding, saying, okay, what? No, yes, no, yes, what do you want? Oh my gosh, Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, I have planted, Apollos has watered, but God gives the increase. God gives the increase. It's not up to us. The how is not up to us. The how is the domain of spirit.
So things want to be birthed through us. Spirit wants to create through us. That's what it does. Spirit is a creative energy, and it wants to create through us. We are the place where Spirit shows up in form on earth. We are the demonstration of Spirit in the world. So what does Spirit want to create through you? What does Spirit want to create through us? What is asking to be birthed today? We have to let our imagination, through the wall of our intellect, to use that power that is possible for us to create something new, something different, something we've never experienced before. Ernest Holmes said it's that imagination that allows us to visualize, to understand, to feel something we've never experienced before, or else we'd never be able to experience anything other than things we've already experienced. It's that imagination that allows us to grow beyond anything we've previously experienced. And we must allow that imagination to go further than the intellect. Emile Cooey, who was a French psychologist and a pharmacist, said this. He said, when the imagination and the willpower are in conflict, it is always the imagination that wins, without exception. The imagination and the willpower in conflict, the imagination will always win. Because imagination is the thing of feeling, isn't it? It's the thing that gets us all juicy. It's that emotional aspect of how we build a life. You know, Ernest Holmes talked about doing affirmative prayer, and he said that there are two components to it. There is the technique and the fire, right? Two components to teaching. He said, I can teach anybody the technique, the five steps of affirmative prayer. We do that. We do that in youth ministry, right? We have the five steps of affirmative prayer. Everybody remember what they are? Come on, we know how to do this, right? God is, you know, we teach the little kids a finger play in youth ministry with our thumb. God is all there is. Make a big, huge circle. God is all there is. God and I are one, right? So God and I are one. We put our two fingers together, and then we say, I know and accept. Put our fingers to our mind, right? I give thanks, and then I release. There's the five steps of prayer right there, and we teach it to the little guys, and they know it immediately. There it is. That's the technique. Ernest Holmes said we could teach that to anybody. But the fire, that's the emotion behind it. That's the feeling thing, the emotional component that drives the law to act. It is that feelingness, the knowing of it. You know, when we're praying a new car, right? We're praying a new car? Kidding. Okay. When we're praying a new car, we feel it. We feel it. We smell it. We wrap our hands around that steering wheel and we feel what that feels like. There is fire there. We adjust the seat, right? We get all, you know, squishy down in it. We adjust the mirror. We know what that feels like. In prayer, we're absolutely knowing the feeling of it. We are in our car. That's the fire. That's that feeling, that of imagination bringing substance to the invisible. And then things move from the invisible realm to the visible. The car, the rent, the relationship, the job, it's all the same to Spirit. It is all the same to Spirit, right? Who was it? Emerson, there is no great and no small to the soul that maketh all, and where it cometh all things are. And it cometh everywhere. There is no great or small in God. There is no big or little. There is no, oh, I can demonstrate a dollar, but I can't demonstrate $100 because that's a lot more. It's going to be harder for God to do that. No. There is no great or small. Oh, Ernest Holmes read Emerson. Ernest understood. He said this. He said, how do you suppose that God is interested in the little things that you're doing? I wonder if we have thought this over carefully enough. To God, the giver of all life, there is no great or small. The power that created the mountains and holds them in place also created the grain of sand. For one life has entered into everything. There's only one power back of things. There is only one presence in all things. This is God, the living Spirit Almighty. There is no great or small. There is no harder, you know, difficult or take longer because it's bigger or more expensive. So what wants to be birthed through you? Don't let your imagination get squashed down because you think it's going to be too hard or it's going to take too long. You know, I know somebody was contemplating going to ministerial school, and they were like, yeah, but it's going to take like 3 to 5 years, and I'll be, you know, X number of years old, and 3 to 5, and I said, yeah, and so how old will you be if you don't go? Right? It's still going to be the same thing, you know? What wants to be birthed through you? Listen to that. What change wants to come through you? Or what change is being forced upon you? Anything change without your permission lately? That's always fun. That's always listening to God and just allowing your life to, you know, being the observer in your own life. I've gone to the same hair lady, getting my hair done, same hair and nail lady for 22 and a half years. 22 and a half years. My youngest child was 6 months old. He was in a stroller. I used to bring him along, give him snacks and a bottle or something while I was getting my hair and my nails done. She's moving to Arizona next month. What? Oh, my God. So I told her, wow, it's going to be an awful commute for you. Holy moly, you know? So there you go. There's a you know, a change foisted upon me without my permission. How dare she? So anybody know a good hair? Okay, never mind. But anyway, so you start thinking about all these things, right? All the contingency plans. Maybe I should do this. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should just let my hair grow in. Oh, God. Anyway, yeah, I tried that once. It was terrible. Anyway. Decisions that you have to make based on these changes that occur to us that we just don't have any control over. It's like when you're driving, you know, you're driving down the road and you're listening to music on the radio. You're listening to, I don't know, hip hop, let's just say. And la 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 la. And you're having a really, really good old time. And then all of a sudden I'm longing for classic rock. Well, I could just continue driving and praying, right? La 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 la. I know classic rock is going to show up on this station right here, right now. I just know it's so, and so it is. And it's not likely to happen, is it? Really? Honestly? It's not likely to happen. But what I can do is I can change the station, right? This is the pray and then move your feet part. You know, this is the part that we have to use in addition to prayer. Then there is a practice thing for us to do. So I'm talking to people. Hey, who's your hair lady? You know, who's? I have to make decisions. I have to move my feet, or my hands in this case, or my hair. I have to move something in addition to knowing I'm going to make the right move. I make the move. Make a couple of phone calls. You know, we can keep the same station on and keep affirming it'll change. Maybe. Maybe if you drive far enough out of town, it will. But, you know, thank God we have tuners. We get to tune in. You know, think about it. The radio stations are playing all around us as it is. Every station is. And then we get to tune in. So what do you want to tune into? I could affirm that Tina stays in San Diego all I want, but she's moving. You know, she is. She's moving. So there is a component, right, the technique and the fire, there is a component to do the spiritual mind treatment, do the affirmative prayer, and do the work. Put one foot in front of the other. Make the phone calls. Do the practical stuff. Lay aside the fear and the doubt that, oh, my God, I have to trust my hair to somebody else I don't even know. What am I going to look like? You'll see next month. But, you know, we can lay aside the doubt and the fear and go for it. And you do the prayer and you know my greatest, my highest and best. And you can just know that you're on that next greatest adventure. Know that there is a power in the universe that is greater than we are and we can use it. And we're worth it. We're the outpicturing of spirit itself. We are that which we seek. We are that which we are trying to rely on without a doubt and without a fear. We are that. Ernest Holmes said, lay aside all sense of unworthiness. Do not say, I wonder if I'm good enough to use this power. You're using it anyway. Right? He said that. You're using it anyway. Since it is you, you cannot stop using it. It is not only the mind into which you think, it is the mind by which you think. This is why our thought is creative. It makes perfect sense. We are made in the image and after the likeness. We're made of the same substance. Spirit is creative, therefore we are creative. So let us use our imagination. What wants to be birthed through you? What wants to be birthed through you today? What wants to be made known through this community, collectively? What wants to be birthed through vision? What is it that we are to do next? Oh, we've got ideas, right? We are vision. What's next for us as a community? We've been doing this work for 10 years. We go outside of these four walls. We sing. We build houses. We serve meals. We do all kinds of things. We walk out of the darkness. We do so many things. Our dear manifestation core made plans to build a labyrinth. Yeah, you can applaud that. That's another great step. We are going to build a labyrinth. That's our next greater yet to be. So what wants to be birthed through you individually? That thought in your mind, that thought that's a what if. What if? What about if I write that book? What if I paint that picture? Right? What if I do that poetry? Oh my gosh, what if I get that patent on that thing that I invented? What if? What if? All of those things are things that are thoughts, but the thoughts are things. And they come through us into manifestation. If you can think it, perhaps it's yours to do. If you can think it, there is a way to build it into manifestation. Who wants to be part of building the labyrinth? We have the beginnings of it. Like, look at this. Look at all these people that want to be part of building this labyrinth. We are a community coming together to do great work. Who wants to build houses for Habitat for Humanity? Who wants to feed? Yeah, go for it. Who wants to feed people on the street? Who wants to begin an interfaith community? We are vision. I love the word vision, right? We can do all of this. What wants to be birthed through you individually, and what wants to be birthed through us collectively? Because what I know is that together we can do anything. Together we can do anything. We can do the impossible. Hell, we can start with the impossible and go from there. We can heal the world, right? That's what affirmative prayer does. It heals the world. We start healing our little corner of it, and then it grows out from there. And we can have fun and joy doing it. Our imagination is the key to expressing a greater life in spirit. Anything is possible. Get your what ifs together. Write it down. Start taking a journal with you wherever you go, because all of those great ideas you have, they're God ideas. There's good ideas and there's God ideas, right? I told you that story. Take your God ideas and write them down. This whole month, we're going to be exploring our imagination and setting intentions for the greater yet to be. What is the greater yet to be for you personally? What is the greater yet to be for this community as a whole? We've got stuff to do. We've got a world to transform out there. We're going to take it one step at a time. We're going to do this work. Remember, it is spirit doing the work through us. So there's no limit. There is no limit. So this week, here's what you do. Grab yourself a journal, not an old one, Not one that you've had that you just have never finished, but get a new one and start writing down your what ifs. Start writing down the if onlys. Start writing down, I wonder about those socks. I wonder about those misspelled words in the dictionary. Write it down. Write down your greater yet to be, your next great adventure. What is it going to be? Because that, the power of that flows into manifestation. It flows into manifestation. That's the fire part of our treatment. The technique and the fire. Ernest Holmes always said the purpose and the passion. It's the passion we bring to life through our intellect, through our imagination, pushing through our intellect and creating our world. So that is your job this week. Get yourself a journal. Start writing down your what ifs and your if onlys. Next week, we'll meet back here. We'll compare notes. How does that sound? Thank you so much.